We do have a few prayer requests this morning. Sabrina Johnston asked us to pray for her brother, Brad Ezel. He's been undergoing chemo treatment and now has a 103 fever and a sepsis. He has been admitted into the hospital. Chris Carnahan had a really rough day yesterday. He is still in the hospital receiving strong chemo. He had a lot of nausea yesterday. Continue to pray for Joe Pyatt. Yes. And then I have a couple that are really personal. Pray for my grandson, Ethan, and my granddaughter, Eden.
Take these to the Lord in prayer today. Father God, I come to you for the Johnston family. Prayers for the brother, Brad. Lord, I just ask you right now, the cancer is not a great word for you. There was a time in our lives, Lord, to where we hear the cancer word and everybody would panic. And nowadays, Lord, there's so much other things that are going around, but cancer is still unfolding its ugly sails within the bodies of our friends, our brothers. We ask you, Lord, that you would speak the word over Brad and let healing come to his body today. Lord, if you desire not to allow that full healing to come to his body, then I pray that while he goes through these chemo treatments, that his fever will stay down and that septic system inside of his body that rejects any other kind of infection would strengthen back up and build an immune system around him. Father, I pray that you would just help everyone in the hospital to tend to him, the doctors, the nurses. Father, I pray for Chris today, who is also going through a very difficult day, still battling the cancer, still battling with the chemo, the strong chemo treatments that are going on. Father, I pray that you would give a blessing to that particular individual, Lord, to calm the nausea, to calm the headaches, to calm all the shifting. God, there's no way to rest for either one of these two. There's so much discomfort that's going on. God, I pray that you would speak the word over them and let healing come to them. Father God, I bring to you a hero of the faith now. I bring to you Joe Pyatt. Lord, I bring to you this man that has made such a difference in the lives of so many people. God, I pray for Joe right now. The outstanding courage of this man, the way that this man stands true and strong for your word and your righteousness. God, I pray that you would allow your healing virtue to flow from the very hem of your garment into his body, into his system. God, bring that power clash right now into Joe, Lord, so that you can give him days and weeks, Lord, of good, strong health. Give him wisdom, Lord, and knowledge. God, continue to provide for him inside of his system. God, continue to abide within his heart with your word. Let your word come alive even stronger still. Father God, we thank you for Joe, and we thank you for healing Joe. God, we pray today for two very special young people. We pray for Ethan, and we pray for Eden. Lord, we pray that you would bless them. Bless them, God, with an encounter of your presence. Bless them, God, with an awareness of the proof of your word. Bless them, God, with a tangible touch of your righteousness on their life. God, show them. Send a messenger by them. Send an evangelist by them. Send a messenger to them, O Lord, to share your word and your holiness, your righteousness. Share with them this day, God, your power and your glory. Father God, there are lists of people that need a touch today. Every pastor has a list sitting on their desk or on their computer, on their phone, and they're praying today for those that are sick and afflicted. We're praying for those today that are on their life bed. We're praying for those today that are battling with new breath. Father God, bring healing to those. Bring healing to every name that is lifted before your throne.
How many times do we read in your word that as Jesus walked into the city, he laid hands on the sick and they were healed of all their afflictions? Let it be so today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen.
Amen. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty, 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Sunday school is at 10. Sunday worship is at 10:45. Sunday evening Bible study prayer starts at 5 and the Bible study is at 6. Wednesday Bible study is at 7. Wednesday youth group is at 7. If you have any other questions or would like more information, you can call 580-729-0956. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Forgot to turn my mic on. We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Pastor Kevin Akins, and his title is Honored.
Honored. Honored. Something that we got to get back to. Something that we've got to get back into. And what I'm trying to provoke with inside of our hearts today is that we need to build a mindset around ourselves, a culture of ourselves, that we honor other people. One of the things that I wanted to point out, even at the beginning, and I forgot to, is that the natural tendency of people is to say, they will do it. They can take care of it. They do that. They're good at that. That's their place. We have a tendency to always try to put something off on somebody else. Even when it's building a culture of a congregation inside of a church, we have a tendency to say, that's their position. The pastors do that. And we let others do it. If we're not careful, we will fall into that category that when it comes to honoring somebody else, we will think, oh, that belongs to somebody else. That's what they're really good at that. You know, we'll let them do that. Because we can see where other individuals seem to do really well with honoring people, where ourselves, we're kind of shy and in the back and we don't talk a lot, so yeah, we'll let them do it. That's not scriptural. God says don't do that. He says it doesn't matter what your characteristics are, honor people. Mm-hmm. Whether you are a jokester, find a way to honor people. Or whether you are a greeter, honor people. Whether you're just receiving the offering, honor people. Whether you're the person in the sound booth that's putting the words up on the overhead, honor people. It has nothing to do about what you're doing. It has to do about what you do. Honor people. Honor constantly. Let me give you some practical understandings about regarding honor, about recognizing honor in your life and saying, now I'm going to honor. Now I'm going to follow through with this. Let me give you the first example is this. Honor is something that you give. It is not something that you take. It's something that you give, not what you take. Jesus commanded this to be an attitude in your life. This is something that you should hone in, that you should groom, something you should take care of so that you can get it to be part of your culture. This is who you are. This is the way you are. This is what you do. You're not depending on somebody else to honor them. This is your responsibility to go honor them. You find it. You go after it. Jesus gave us this scripture in Matthew chapter 23, verse 5 and 6, and he said, don't do what the Pharisees are doing. Jesus didn't much care about the Pharisees. He didn't like what they were doing. They were supposed to be the epitome of the religious art. You know, they were the leaders of the day. They were the religious routine people that could show you what the law was, what the rites were. But this is what Jesus said about their attitude. Matthew 23, verse 5 and 6. Everything they do is for show. Oh, by the way, this is the New Living Translation. I just pulled it out this way. I liked it. It was pretty plain. You can read it in your scripture. It says the same thing. Everything they do, talking about the Pharisees, is for show. On their arms, they wear extra wide prayer boxes with scripture verses inside of it. They want you to know, man, I got everything covered. And they wear robes with extra long tassels. That means I'm sweeping the ground as I'm going. It was all a perfection thing. It's all a legalistic format is what it is. And they love to sit at the head of the table at banquets and in the seats of honor in the synagogues. They would pull that on themselves. And Jesus was saying, don't do this. Don't go sit at the head of the table. Don't dress nicer than everybody else just because you can. There's times to dress up and look nice. And I love those banquets and things that says, do your fancies. Give it all that you got. I never am as fancy as somebody else, but at least I like looking nice. You know, nowadays pastors, we only wear a suit when there's a funeral going on because mm-hmm. we're honoring. Oh, I already talked about that, didn't I? I already talked about honoring the dead more. But think about this. Don't do those things that are going to build that pride up for yourself. Don't point at yourself. It destroys that honor. But to get it to work right, you've got to understand honor is something you personally give. You have the right to give that honor out. It's not like you stand beside somebody and honor them. It's that you stand up for somebody and honor them. Honor them. Honor is something you give, not something that you take. Let me give you a second one. Honor is more than just lip service. Honor isn't just about saying things. It's about doing things. More often in the Bible, one of the things that I love to teach about the Bible is the doing part of the Bible. There's so much more that we need to be doing instead of just talking about. There's a lot of people that can talk about the Bible. A lot of people can talk about what we ought to do. Mm-hmm. Words are easy to say when we're saying things that we ought to do, what we should be doing. But it's more than lip service. We need to take off and do what it's actually saying. And I'll give you another thing. Here we come. Honor is more than that. Jesus said in Matthew 15, verse 8, this was his words. This is what Jesus says. These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. He takes us all the way back to the scripture that we were saying, other. Where's that generous love? It's our root scripture in Romans chapter 10. Where's that brotherly love? Where's that generosity at? Where's that connection at? Where is the proof of that at? Let me take you back to, I'm going to take you back to Romans real quick. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. This is what we're supposed to be doing. This is what we should be hanging on to, is outdoing one another for honor. This is what makes an attitude of servanthood. This is what creates that culture of honor when you start honoring somebody else. It's more than just lip service. When Jesus had to say, they honor me with their lips only. They talk about it. They talk a good walk. They talk a good show, but their heart is far from me. So let me take just a minute if I can. Words are very important. Words are very powerful, but our actions are more powerful. Our actions have more value. Our actions have more validation than our words do. Everybody can say, yeah, that's what you say, but prove it. Prove it. Yep, that's a good word, but prove it. Mm-hmm. It's what we do that makes the difference. Jesus said it this way. Yeah, your lips say you honor me, but your heart is far from me. If you put your heart into it, you're going to make it happen. If you put your heart into it, you're going to see it through. If you put your heart into it, you're going to be doing something for God. This is again, if I could just take you back to that leadership course that they've been putting on us. You got to have a why before you go out to do something. This is what they tell us over and over again. Individual people and volunteers, they will give you time and a little bit of effort for a subject of what needs to be done. If you tell them what needs to be done, they'll give you a little bit of time, they'll give you a little bit of effort. But if you can instill within them why that needs to be done, why that needs to take place, they will literally die to get it done for you. If they know the why, they'll give their life. If they know the why, they'll give you every bit of effort that they have. But if you're just sharing the what, then it's just a little bit of effort, a little bit of time. Now that that's been said, if you agree, and even the ladies in here are shaking their head and going, yeah, I get that. And you guys out on Facebook are going, yeah, that makes sense. It's good. Create the culture in your own heart. Stop telling yourself what needs to be done and start convincing yourself of why it needs to be done. There are people that live in your neighborhood that need to know Jesus. They need to know Jesus because their life needs to change. Their life needs to change just so they'll stop playing loud music next to you. No, their life needs to change because they're in a danger zone of losing out with God. Now you got me preaching, okay? You got to get back to this place to where you say, listen, this is not about me and my comfort. This is about you and the eternity that you're going to spend with Jesus Christ. Where are you going to spend eternity? Are you going to spend eternity in heaven with the glory of God that no man knows how to describe? No man knows what it's really going to look like. Are you going to spend eternity in hell where we do know that it's fire and brimstone and gnashing of teeth, and we know that it's an ugly, horrible place? So you're going to spend eternity in the good or going to spend eternity in the bad? And when somebody says, well, I've always been bad, I might as well live bad for eternity. You don't know how bad is if that's your mindset. We've got to have this down inside of our heart. Why do we have Fields of Faith? Why do we have FCC? Why do we have Christian Awareness? Why do we have Christian Motorcycle Clubs? Why is this station still on the air? Why is Christian rock music still around the world? Why can Christian rock music still be heard down in, where is it, Honduras? Why is it still being heard in Brooklyn, New York? Why is it still being heard in California? Because God says there's a need for that to go out. There's an importance for that to go out. Why did God set this up for NEVA years ago and it's still powerful today? Why are these preachers coming in here for an hour and sharing the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ? Why? Because God wants that message out. God wants people's change. Listen to me. Simply put, God wants you to honor others with his glory and his gospel. It is time that we pick up the culture of honoring others so that they can be honored. Not just lip service, but doing the work, the action. Let me give you one more. Ooh, my time's running out. I didn't think I would last 30 minutes today. Hear me, if you haven't heard anything else, please listen to this. If you didn't turn the radio off when I was screaming just then, just listen to me if you didn't. Honor is a life choice that we make. It's a choice that dictates how we live our life. It's a choice. Instead of letting the world make our choice for us, put the honor of God, the honor of His gospel, the honor of Scripture back into our heart and begin to honor those people around us. I don't have time. I'll give you a word search. You go find it out. Throughout Scripture, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, the Scripture tells us to choose honor. Choose how to love other people. Love one another. The greatest commandment of all that is found in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is to love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength, all of us. Love God with all of us. And then he says, but this one is just as great and just as important, is that you love your neighbor too. And if you're loving God and you're loving your neighbor, you can't help but honoring those people that are coming into your life. Mm-hmm. Love God, love your neighbor. You could put it this way, love God, honor your neighbor. That'll work. That works. When you choose the life to honor people, he tells us to love the older, the elderly. Mm-hmm. He tells us to love those that are gone before us, to love those with gray hair. Take care of them. Honor them highly, for they have passed the tests of life. He tells us to honor all genders, male or female. Honor them. There are so many women that are looked down on in ministry today, but God says, honor them. There are people, women, that are looked down in ministry today, but Jesus used women first before he used the men. Okay, I'll get off that little soapbox. Honor, honor. Race doesn't matter. God is no respecter of person. He never mentions about a color of skin. Nowhere. You don't find that different of race. You find the different cultures, you find the different countries that they're from, and yes, if you do research, you would find out that they're a different race, they're a different color of people in there. But that didn't bother Jesus. He still had a heart to say, I gotta go, I've gotta go to the Gentiles, I gotta go. He prepared Paul so that Paul could write to us the letters so that it would agree to every race of nationality that's out there. Show honor. Build a culture to where you're honoring everybody every day. Follow through with it and watch how God, I save this till the very end, as you honor everyone around you, God in turn will honor you. You don't honor just so you'll get honor. You honor so that you'll be honored. What's the greatest honor of all? The greatest honor of all times is at the very end of all of this life that we know it, and it accumulates all to this one point of a judgment. And we're going to stand right in front of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. That's the big deal. That's the end of it all. And here's the final result. Either you're honored or you're dishonored. That's what it's all going to amount to. You're going to be honored when he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into my kingdom for all eternity. Or you're going to be dishonored when he says, I don't know who you are. I can't imagine the feeling of that moment. So I strive hard, and I encourage you, strive with everything that you've got inside of you to honor one another now so that you will be honored on that day. That day. Let me pray for you. Father God, I come to you. And Lord, I pray for everyone that is listening to this, that are listening at this moment. I pray, God, that they hear you and they know your voice and they know your word. And I pray, God, that somehow deep down inside that they have felt that clash to say, now I know why I'm supposed to honor the poor and honor the sick and honor the elderly. Now I know why. Because one day I want to hear your word say, well done. Father, I pray that you give us the courage, that you give us the boldness, give us the strength. Lord,
I ask you today to give us the words, give us what is needed today to help us honor everyone that is around us, to honor all those who cross our path. Father God, touch them, bless them, help them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen and amen.
We appreciate you coming and sharing with us. This has been a good word.
Praise God. Praise God.
It reminds me of something I heard someone say. I don't remember who. You'll never look into the face of someone God doesn't love.
Absolutely. Never. Never, 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 never. And
Monica said, yes. And desire a right relationship.
That is so true. God wants to know them all. Hey, listen, let me invite anybody that wants to come out to First Assembly of God. I know that's what you were going to lead to next. No, that was coming next. I want to invite you out to First Assembly of God. We've got a lot of things going. Tremendous amount of activity that's happening at the church itself. We'd love to get you involved. If you just want to do ministry, then come out. You can choose a ministry that you want to be a part of, and it's not always on a platform. Some of the greatest ministry that takes place is behind the scenes where nobody knows what's going on. Come out and be a part of us. We do Sunday mornings at 10:30. We go live at 10:45. You can find us on Facebook at the number one ST First Assembly of God in Elk City. You're welcome to come out and join us. We love that. We have Wednesday night family night. Anything, any age group, we have something for you, whether you're a toddler in the nursery, whether you're going to college, all school grades in between, or whether you like to just sit and hear an in-depth rightly dividing of the Word of God. We are studying Minor Prophets right now. Very interesting. I lead that teaching and love it. Love it. Having a great time. A lot of activities, a lot of things going on. We are located at 2701 South Randall. If you jump over on Randall Street and head south, right before you cross over I-40 on the west side of the road, we're in that little bitty structure there. And so come on out, join us. We would love to have you. A lot of stuff going on. God bless.
You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and Pastor Kevin Aitkins, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time. Stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.